tell me what you want to be when you grow up.
What I think I want to be is a welder.
This is Dana Peasley. He's 12 years old and heading to 8th grade in the fall. And this is the sound of Dana welding. He's fusing together two pieces of metal.
I like the type of work. I don't like sitting at a desk, really. I like to work with my hands and get dirty with it.
Dana describes his childhood as happy and good. He lives in Charlotte, Maine with his mom and siblings in a house right next door to his grandmother.
It's a farm with a whole bunch of animals, and it's a fun life, and you get to learn a lot of stuff.
He says his interest in welding started a couple years ago when his cousin told him about it. So when he had to pick an independent project for school, he went with welding. He wrote a letter to metalworker Jeb Arnold and asked him to be his mentor. 2 years later, they're still working together. We're at Jeb's workshop in Perry, about 15 minutes from Eastport.
So, do the best you can, as we've talked about, and a way to start these marks, you know, you've got a line here.
Today, Jeb and Dana are working on a wood stove. Dana's tall for a 12-year-old, dark hair, friendly smile, and he bends over his work as he makes dents in rebar, then drills a hole in it so he can weld a nut to it. Just about every Friday, Dana and Jeb meet and make something. And of course, over time, Dana has gotten better at welding. But he also says his work ethic has changed in general. In a thank you letter to Jeb this year, Dana wrote, "You have made me a harder worker and a better person."
2 years ago, I'd say that I didn't enjoy school. I'd try to float by. But this year, I think that I've enjoyed it much more. I did more in the classroom.
He's made huge improvements, including the way he reads and writes.
That's Jeb Arnold.
When he first started, he struggled with some of that, but he doesn't now, and I think it's simply because he likes to learn.
Dana's still learning a lot from Jeb, but in about 4 years, he'll have to decide about college.
I always thought I didn't want to do college because college is an old, boring thing. No one really does that. Well, people do that, but it's for really smart people.
Dana clarifies. He used to think he wasn't one of those smart people, but that started changing.
I don't really think of myself as a genius, but I'd like to say that I do all right in school.
Now, he's considering college a bit more seriously. Dana had to write an essay for Maine College Circle about his plans for the future. He wrote that he would likely study welding and business management at Washington County Community College. And because Dana is aspiring to something, his community awarded him the scholarship. Dana's not sure he'll still want to be a welder in 10 years, but he knows he does want to be his own boss.
You're your own person who gets to, you know, quit when they want and get to leave when they want and then come back when they want to come back.
And then he smiles and says,
"I don't like people telling me how to do things."
I'm Morgan Springer, and this story was produced for Maine College Circle.